We've heard about this new funding. Could you just outline where the money's come from and where it's likely to be used?
Okay, this is funding that comes from proceeds of crime. So it's money that's taken off criminals in Lancashire, either through the seizure of assets or from court orders. So that comes in. It's split between the Home Office and half of that is retained by the force. We've been working really hard to try and maximise the amount that we can get in terms of making sure that we have orders in place and we can pursue the assets. But it's about the best use of that resource. So we've decided the best use would be to reinvest it back in Lancashire, into the community, try and make the community safer. And so we're looking for projects, schemes, ideas, if you like, coming from voluntary organisations, charities, community groups, people within the community who've got some ideas on what may work and what may make them Lancashire a safer place. I mean, clearly part of the focus that we do have is around prevention. So anything that can prevent crime or prevent people being put in danger is a better use of resources. You know, if it can turn people's lives around, obviously it's a better outcome from those individuals. It then reduces demand, of course, in the longer term, so that helps the force itself, because we know that the force is really stretched and we face ongoing further cuts to policing in Lancashire. And so this is about helping the people of Lancashire come together, supporting them and assisting them to help themselves in many ways and come up with those ideas. And then we've got the resources that, if you like, comes from criminals that we can put back in.
So you just mentioned there that the force is actually facing cuts. How valuable is this money then in the face of these cuts?
I think this is really useful. I mean, if it was just went back into police, the police budget itself, it wouldn't make a great deal of difference, because of course the difficulty we have with proceeds of crime is that it's inconsistent. It's one-off funding. It's not sustainable. So in terms of the amount itself compared with the overall budget is not very significant. But in terms of what it can do in terms of giving support for people within the community, I think it can make a huge difference. And so that's why we're making amounts available of between £5,000 to £100,000. £600,000 is the overall budget. It's going to be spread £200,000 per division for each of the three divisions we have in Lancashire, and that's to ensure that we have an even spread across the whole of Lancashire, and also that we can set up panels within each of those divisions who can then decide the best use of these resources and the best ideas, if you like, on where the money should be allocated. We don't want it all going into one place. We want to make sure that it goes across the whole of the county.
And how effective do we expect to see these schemes being? I mean, do you think it will really make a difference in keeping Lancashire safe?
I think we work with lots of voluntary organisations, lots of charities. The great thing about Lancashire is that there's huge support for the police out there. We have some fantastic partnership arrangements. People in Lancashire talk to each other. They've got ideas. They want to support the police. They want to get involved. We've got great volunteers working for the police. We've got a great connection with the community. And so this, if you like, is why the proceeds of crime, money coming from criminals, putting something back into the community, can really work, because we know people have got some great ideas. We know people want to develop things. You know, I've mentioned about things like alligators, but there's, you know, which is at the smaller end, but there's community facilities. There are things like MEAN, which is Making Every Adult Matters, working with adults where you can turn people's lives around. In Blackpool, there's a fantastic scheme, which is Jobs, Friends and Houses, where they purchase houses and they get ex-offenders to come in. They train them up, they give them trades, they give them housing, they turn their lives around. Like I said, it is about prevention, early intervention, but more than that, this money is about ideas from the community. So I don't want me to be prescriptive about telling people what it should be used on. It's got to come from other people.
So who is it that can, you know, be qualifying for this funding, this new money in the pot?
Like I said, it's any community group, voluntary organisation, charity, even people working with the local authorities across Lancashire. Anybody can apply for the funding. Again, we don't want to be to put too many limitations on it, because people have got to compete against each other. There'll be lots of ideas, lots of people coming forward for the use of this funding. So what we'll do then is we'll gather up the ideas. We'll have panels that are set up within each of the districts, and they can then judge what will make the biggest difference for the local areas. So it's not myself kind of cherry picking which I think, you know, are the right ones. The ideas come from the organisations, people that work with the community, and we'll have panels in each of the districts who will then decide.
And how much is it that's thought to be available to these new initiatives and new schemes through this new funding?
Well, we're making £600,000 available now, which is £200,000 for each of the three divisions. And I mean, in terms of the amount, overall amount that we've got from Proceeds of Crime, we have got more than that, but we want to see how this works. Whether this is a success, we can always tweak the way that we deliver the funding back to the community in the future. So we've kept some back. £600,000, I think, is a significant amount that we can distribute across the community for now. And again, this is the first time we've done it in this way. So in some ways, this is a trial, but we have a lot of hope, if you like, and expectation that this can make a real difference.
And when is it you think that the money might start being distributed out to the various different schemes?
Well, at the moment, the grants are open until, the applications are open until the end of December, and then we will start in the new year deciding where the money should go and allocating the resources then. So it will be fairly quick. It will be sometime within the new year that we start allocating resources out to the local groups.
And just as a general, you know, idea, estimation, when do you think you can expect to see some kind of results from the money you've given out?
Well, again, as soon as the money starts being delivered, then it will be shortly after that we can work with people. I mean, as always, when we allocate grants, and we've got a number of different grants that, as the Commissioner's Office, that we allocate, we look for outcomes. We look for defined outcomes about how the money is being used and what we can get out of that. We try and cross-reference it against the Police and Crime Plan and the priorities that we have within the plan, because they are the priorities of the people of Lancashire. So anything that assists in protecting the front line, protecting those most at risk, supporting victims of crime, or tackling offending and re-offending, those are the key priorities. But of course, part of that is around diversionary activities, working with young people. But there's a whole range of different ways that the funding can be used. And so, like I said, I'm really looking forward to people coming forward, the ideas that they've got, getting involved with us, and we've got people in the office here that can certainly support them in putting the bid together.